Welcome to Shark Dropper. My name is Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm sorry, that just doesn't feel right to me.
Oh, come on.
Just for the listening audience, we didn't play the intro song. We're just going at it because we're Kyle Skyping
I'm
over.
John
messed it all up.
Yeah, no, I didn't mess anything. You messed it all up.
I didn't mess it up. You said this doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, you literally messed everything up.
No.
Yeah.
No, you all messed
right,
it up
let's start,
by not playing
let's start
the song.
Over. We won't stop recording, but let's just start over the intro. Okay. Kyle, go ahead.
Welcome to Shark Dropper. I'm Kyle.
I'm John. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let's try again. Go ahead, Kyle.
Welcome to Jock Sharper. I'm Kyle.
Kyle.
Man.
All right.
I told you. We should have played this song.
I know. Now we're all messed up.
Yeah.
Start the song off.
No, it's too late now.
You don't want to sing it?
No,
Hey, come on, intro.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is the part where Jonathan like does a little piano solo.
Yeah. That it almost sounds like National Geographic.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to all that stuff? They don't have that anymore, right?
Yeah, the magazine, it's still around.
No, I know that. I meant like not National Geographic, but like the didn't they used to have that on like on TV or whatever?
Like the documentaries?
Yeah.
Yeah. This still,
well, I think
still
they showed on the Nat Geo channel these days, right?
I don't know. I don't watch any channels.
I think Nat Geo's all Bigfoot hunters now.
Yeah.
I think that's all TV, really.
But that's like Discovery Channel's not really like what it used to be either. It used to be like a lot of like around the world stuff. Now it's like more like restaurants or whatever.
Deadliest Catch.
That Deadliest Catch.
Ice Truckers.
That's, oh, yeah. Ice Road Truckers. That was National Geographic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, doesn't the same company own both National Geographic and Discovery?
Let's see.
Probably.
I can answer that question. Probably.
Answer it for us, Kyle.
Well, you know what? It was invented by Guy Harvey, the painter. So
Guy Harvey?
Who knew? Yeah, shit. Guy Harvey owns it all. Wow.
Guy Harvey.
Yeah. He plays.
What's the lead singer of Smash Mouth?
Guy Harvey.
Shit.
Yeah, he
no.
does. The
no shit.
He's a Renaissance man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Regular modern day Renaissance.
He usually paints while he's performing.
Yeah.
All star.
Somebody once told me he's painting a pretty solid.
Yeah, he's just painting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Guy Harvey does everything.
Yeah.
If everything was painting and singing.
Who's the host of Family Feud?
Guy Harvey.
Guy Harvey.
Guy Harvey.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. Guy
I was
Harvey
thinking of
here.
Something else, but I guess I was close.
All right, let's get it ready. Give me fuel. Give me fire.
Give me juba juba ja.
What is it? Richard Cheese now?
That's how every he time, sings it, man.
Every time I watch Family Feud or whatever, they'll have, when he comes out and he asks for like a player on both sides, he'll be like, give me them. Give me them. So it always sounds like, give me fuel. Give me fire. That's what I always sing. So.
When James Hetfield is the host.
Yeah, one day I hope that they'll actually have somebody named Fire and Fuel on Family Feud, and it'll just but they'll have to be on like not the same family.
And then the category would be like name five things that I desire.
Yeah,
100 people surveyed. How about Fuel? Good answer. Good answer.
Let's see if it's up there.
Boom!
Ding ding.
Mm.
Yay, good one. Good answer. Good answer. They always say good answer even when it's not a good answer.
Yeah.
It's a terrible answer.
Yeah, it's always like a really shitty answer and they're like, okay, okay, good answer. Good answer.
No, not really.
Yeah, it's not.
Maybe five things you'd find in a forest. How about a car? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, car. Good answer. Like usually the family like stops for a minute, they like pause. You know they're thinking like, oh fuck, they just fucked this up for us.
Yeah, what do you
do? But then they still go like slow clap, kinda get into it. Yeah, good answer.
Good answer.
I can see that. I can see a car in the woods.
Did you ever see that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where they go on like a Family Feud style game show?
I did, but I half paid attention to it.
Well, it was like they're all answering and Charlie, it would come down to Charlie. It was like name an animal. And
oh, yeah.
Like they're all naming animals and then like they couldn't get the last answer. So it came down to Charlie and he would go like dragon. And they're like, what? That's not even an animal. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
And, but then Dragon would be up there.
Like one, yeah, yeah. With a one next to it.
Yeah. It turned out it was like they interviewed him like a while back. Yeah. And like he's the one who gave all these shitty answers. And that's why it all says one next to it. I thought that was funny.
That was a great episode.
That was a good answer.
Good show.
Good show.
And that was Shark Dropper for this week.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is it up there?
Ding, ding.
It's up there.
All right.
Anyways, this is a special kind of Shark Drop. I mean, we're going to get into some real hot topics, I think, in this episode. Really hot topics.
Real
like
hot
a lot
stuff.
Of people, if you've been watching the news, you've been seeing all this media coverage, like, you know that we have to at least just talk a little bit about E3.
A little bit about it.
So we need to really get into it. E3 is happening right now.
Yeah.
Let's get into that, because that's, I mean, it's on the media, just constant 24/7 coverage.
I mean, it's what's on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been biting my tongue the whole time.
Yeah. What do you think about E3, John?
Well, so far, it's heartbreaking to see all the fanboys just like going at each other now.
I know.
You know?
You got the Xbox side, you got the PlayStation side. It's like, will they ever come to terms?
I don't know. It just, some days it seems like we'll never have peace between both sides.
You won't, because the Xbox users are going to think like the Xbox like are better.
Yeah.
The PlayStation users think the PlayStation's better. It's a real left right wing kind of situation.
Guys, it's how they were raised, though. I mean, that's you can't blame them.
Is it?
Yeah, it
is. Some people have grown up playing PlayStation their whole lives. They don't know, they can never see the other side.
I think you have to blame the consoles, guys. Yeah. The consoles are why people are acting this way.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I don't think that was the
helpful. Nah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's how they're raised. I think it's the consoles.
Look, no, guys. As soon as you're willing to admit that it's radical PC gamers that are really making it difficult for everybody else.
But they're just a small subset of that population.
I say they represent the whole population.
You guys.
Yeah. Oh. They're a huge portion of the population. How could you even say that?
Yeah. No. I think we should stop letting those people into
the
country.
You know what's great?
Yeah, we can't have an America with PC gamers. We just can't.
You know what I love Microsoft is doing?
Out.
They're being more inclusive. They're allowing the Xbox One users to be able to play on the same games with the PC users. So they're like the community's coming together. They're being more inclusive.
But they still don't want those PlayStation users in there.
No, that's not a hurdle.
Eventually, they're going to build a wall and really keep them out.
Yeah.
you don't want them.
I don't know.
It's definitely a hot topic. It's a rough issue right now. I don't even know if we should keep going down this road.
Yeah, no,
we're
going to
keep it lighthearted.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anyone. Like, where do you stand on PlayStation versus Xbox, John?
Honestly?
Yeah.
After the press conferences I saw, or like the trailers I saw, I think Sony looks really good, actually.
Yeah, I'll actually say that too.
Yeah, they've been making like a resurgence. Like, I think they really dropped the ball and
the PS3 era.
The PS3 right. era. Like, that was a big
The problem with the PS...
Well, the thing is, like, Sony was like, still riding high off the momentum of the PS2. The PS2 was, like, one of the best-selling consoles of all time.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had one.
So, like, you know, they came in into that generation, like, the PS3, 360 generation. It was like, you know, we could do whatever the fuck we want. So they priced the PS3 initially when it came out at $600.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the 360 came out a year earlier, by the way.
$400, right?
$400. So by the time the PS3 came out, they were like a year behind in games. It was a more expensive system, and there weren't like a lot of games available for it. In the meantime, Microsoft was like quickly building library. They were basically building like a really good reputation of gamers of Xbox Live, and you also had Halo. So,
Halo definitely helped.
So Sony was playing catch up the entire PS3 360 generation.
I will say that I had both systems. I didn't get the PS3 right away. I got Xbox 360.
I don't know
right
anybody
away.
That got the PS3 right away.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay.
I mean, I eventually got it, and like, I thought the Xbox 360 for the first like few years was like definitely a better system.
It just
had more games. It was just better put together, easier to control, like easier menu system, all that kind of stuff. But then I even like the online community better. But then later on in the PlayStation 3's life, like I think it did start getting better games, better exclusives. I was playing my PS3 a lot more at the end of that cycle than I was Xbox 360.
One of the big things, another stumbling block that I didn't mention, is that the PS3 had like its own proprietary, you know, kind of graphics hardware.
That's right.
They had the cell processor, which apparently from what I read, it was a bitch to code for, because like developers had a hard time like wrapping their heads around it. Yeah. So like a lot of multi-platform games always performed better in 360 because like they could never really figure out how to program for the PS3.
Yeah, you remember Gabe Newell? Remember Gabe Newell at the time was like, I'll never program for the PS3 because it's like it's garbage. Like the pro,
and he never did.
Yeah, he never did. No, I think he released an orange box on PS3. I think.
Well, that was like that was like an outside port. Like job. Wow. They source it out to like another company.
There's always issues though, like I think it was with like Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls 4 or whatever. Like when you played that game on PS3, it was a lot more blocky, a lot more like it would skip more. There's a lot more lag.
You know what was the worst?
What?
Fallout 3 on PS3.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that was really bad too.
I beat the game on PS3, Fallout 3. I love it. But when I tried to play the add-ons, the DLC, it was just like, well, good luck.
Like, yeah, can you download them off the marketplace or like what was the deal with that?
No, I had the Game of the Year edition.
Oh,
so,
I see.
But you had to, whenever I went to the DLC areas, that's when the game just like took a shit on me. So
that sucks.
It does suck.
It definitely. I did like the exclusives like later on, like
Uncharted,
God of War,
Naughty Dog. Like they were like the only. Like developers who actually knew how to program for the PS3.
Yeah, oh, Uncharted and Last of Us. I mean, those are like huge games for them.
Yeah. Naughty Dog cannot be fucked with. And like, I'm playing Alan Wake now for Horror Play. Mm-hmm. And like, I see so many like elements of Alan Wake that like want to be like
Uncharted
but it's just not there.
Right. Yeah, like the story elements and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, Microsoft's riding high last generation. So it's kind of funny, like going to like this current generation, like, the role is just like literally flipped. Like,
it's true.
PS4 was like the underdog. Microsoft was the big dog, and they coming out of the gates. Microsoft stumbled, and PS4 like sprinted out ahead.
Because like, all right, Halo and Gears of War. What else does Xbox have
as far
right
as
now?
Exclusives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they like ride that just like Nintendo rides Mario.
Halo Wars 2.
I saw that trailer.
God, like those two franchises, just Gears of War and Halo, like just go away at this point. They announced
another.
It's
just too
Gears.
Much.
It is too much.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's kind of like why I like what they did with Uncharted 4. They're like, this is probably going to be the last one. They might do a spinoff eventually, but they actually kind of rounded it out. I doubt it'll be Uncharted.
It should be Uncharted.
It should be. That'd be pretty cool.
Hey, they're remastering Crash Bandicoot, so you never know.
That I do like that about the PS3 too, is they had all those HD collections that you could buy. Now Xbox had some of them, but PS3 had like the Sly Cooper series, the Jack and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, all those like they remastered for the PS3. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I think in the end, the PS3 ended up having more quality exclusives than 360 did in the end.
I think so. I found myself buying more PS3 games than I was.
Yeah. Well, now this generation, you have both an Xbox One and a PS4. What do you find yourself playing most?
Neither.
Yeah.
I don't have either. I played Uncharted 4 on PS4 recently, and I was playing Batman Arkham Asylum, or Arkham Knight. On Xbox, but you know you can get that for both.
Yeah.
There's not the only thing I have that's like exclusive for Xbox is the Halo Anniversary,
which
collection,
which is broken on release.
Yeah,
that's oh, what was I, it really?
But matchmaking was just
But then you know Uncharted 4, and then I'm looking forward to No Man's Sky. For PS4, The Last Guardian, I think, is coming to PS4.
Kyle, it's funny you mentioned like playing Alan Wake. Like there was a lot of elements like you felt like wanted to be like Uncharted and Last of Us. Well, you watch the trailer for God of War, like I definitely got like a Last of Us vibe.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like
now
the
I'm
trailer
watch
for
it.
God of War. Like it didn't look like your the older God of War games. It looked like a Last of Us game where
first,
like,
First of all, Kratos' kid gets killed, and then, you know, right.
Yeah, it was just, it's crazy looking, and it looked really, really good. I'm like, I got me excited to play the game.
Let's talk about the Resident Evil 7 trailer, too.
Oh, yeah. That looks
Resident
really
Evil 7.
Oh, I didn't look, let me watch that right now, then. If we're gonna
it's a short trailer, so.
It's short. It's basically first person taking place inside a house or, like, I don't know, some building, some decrepit building. Ooh. A lot of people were comparing it to, like, Outlast, like the new Outlast game coming out, because it's kind of, like, looks like it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And anyways, it's going back, apparently. It looks like it's going back to Resident Evil Roots. It's just first person now. So they said it's going to be VR capable to do that. I don't know if it's going to be exclusive to that, though.
It's a... No. I mean, the VR, like, I think that's going to be exclusive to PlayStation's VR platform. But, like the regular game will be available on all platforms.
Wait, it's a shooter.
God. What do you mean?
That's what they're saying? It's a shooter?
No. I mean
the other Resident Evils are kind of shooters.
But it's first person. I don't know.
It's a first person shooter, which I don't know if I agree with that.
No, the trailer looked really creepy.
It looks more like Outlast.
Oh, see, I don't know what I'm watching then. This is a Resident Evil 7 2016 trailer. And they're just showing like gameplay stuff.
Yeah. Oh, really?
E3 trailer, I guess.
The new Outlast actually looks pretty good.
I want a fucking scary game, man. Where's all the scary games anymore?
Outlast 2 looks pretty scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a section that I saw where they were showing off the gameplay. Like, you had to hide from the enemies in the cornfield.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That looks amazing.
But, like, I like just that... what was it? That demo that they had where you walk through that little town. It looks like something from like The Hills Have Eyes or something. And you're walking through the town and you climb into like, I don't know, like this one building, and then you fall into, or no, maybe you go down a well, and like down in the well, there's just like dead babies everywhere.
Holy shit.
It's that, like, old, really that old thing.
Yeah. And you have to walk over them. It's like, it's gross. And it's like really creepy. There's like people staring at you like in the woods and stuff.
This is Outlast?
This was Outlast 2, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like the new one coming out. I don't know what the link is between that and Outlast 1.
Maybe there isn't.
I just hope it doesn't take like that whole ending though from Outlast 1. That kind of ruined it for me.
I'm hoping it's just like a brand new story.
I think it will be. I think there might be some tie-ins, but nothing huge.
Same gameplay concept.
Right.
But
Wait, Kyle, did you play Outlast?
No, that was one of the games I didn't get to play.
Who played that, Tyler?
I think so. I haven't gotten to play many scary games for horror play. I wonder why. Playable trailer is like the worst one I played.
Oh, Cody. I think because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think it was the last one that Cody was a part of on horror play.
Yeah.
And then he left after that, and I think it was Cody and Tyler.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, Outlast 2 is going to come out soon. There looks like there's some scary games. That one PT kind of remake that those guys were doing.
Allison Road.
That one got canceled.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Well, this I'm looking at the Resident Evil. I guess it's a playable teaser, like the
PT.
Yeah, like PT, and it looks pretty creepy. Looks pretty awesome.
I mean, I hope it's good. A lot of people are complaining because it's first person, but if it's good, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's good.
Yeah, I just it feels like because like Resident Evil 4, 5, and I guess I never played 6, like. They were good games. They were fun games, but they weren't Resident Evil games to me.
They weren't scary.
They weren't scary.
It went down a different path. It was more action-y.
And, like, in the meantime, you have games like Outlast, Slender, like, all these other games come out that, like, kind of redefine what horror games are. So it's, like, it's cool to see, like, the original horror game, survival horror game, just kind of, you know, fight back.
I mean, that's essentially what they were trying to do with Evil Within, right? And it just didn't...
Let's not talk about that again.
Yeah, that didn't really work.
What was the problem with that one?
Everything.
It just wasn't fun. It wasn't anything.
It was a chore.
It was a chore to get through. The problem with Evil Within is it started off promising, and there's just a lot of cheap kills, a lot of frustrating parts. It was a very hard game.
The story was nonsensical.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, horror games are not known for their awesome stories, but Evil Within just, like... Even more so.
It just wasn't even scary. I mean, there was, like, some parts that were scary. Overall, though, it just wasn't... everybody said it was going to be, like, a true, like, form of, like, Resident Evil. It was going to go back to that.
No.
And it didn't. It was still just kind of action-y, like Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't care for it. Some people did. I think it just got mixed reviews upon release, though.
Oh, another game I want to talk about from E3. It's not a horror game. It's a, I think it's a PC game. Yeah, it's PC. It's called Cuphead. It's side-scrolling shooter, kind of like, you know, think of like Contra or something like that. But what makes it cool is that the graphics are in the style of like the old school cartoons from like what the 50s or like the 30s and 40s.
Really old,
and it looks really really cool. Like everything about it just screams like old school cartoons. I'm just like, but the gameplay looks hard as shit.
They said it's a really tough game.
Yeah, it's like two player co-op, and like I've never seen anything like that. Like as far as like games go, I'm just like, this looks like it looks like you're playing like one of those old school cartoons. I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah,
the style is amazing. Like even the explosions look like those old like bang kazooie explosions.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, watching like cool realistic, you know, real life graphics is awesome, but like watching people get creative with like all this hardware, like that's even more cool to me.
Well, think about like the old like Mickey Mouse cartoons, like when he's on like a steamboat. Like,
Steamboat
that's what
Willie.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Looks it's exactly not even like that.
It's not even like Wile E. Coyote stuff. It's like older. It's like 1930s, 40s cartoons. It's
like I don't know if the game's gonna be good, but like I hope it does well. Because just you know, if that does well, I hope that encourages other developers to like think outside the box. Like, don't give me like Call of Duty, you know, 502.
Yeah.
Well, what's cool is the fact that there are a lot of indie developers now. That's why we are able to play so many horror games for Horror Play, because of all the indie games that come out.
Although, to be fair, 90% of indie games are terrible.
I mean, they're decent. I like a lot of the indie games, but they're not like the replayability.
Oh, did you
is
know
gone.
Five Nights at Freddy's is getting a spinoff?
Is
Sister
really?
Location.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Is cool. It really? That'd be cool.
No. So for what? What are they going to do? Where are they going to take that game?
It's the Sister Location. You get to find out what happened in the.
Who cares?
Yeah. Oh joy.
What was they did that RPG though? That's fine.
Yeah,
that Freddy.
I guess it was
RPG.
Like so terrible. They he took it off.
Oh yeah, he refunded. Yeah, he refunded the money. I think right. I don't remember. That guy's got to be rolling in it though.
Cuphead and you know, I just talking about how like I didn't want like another Call of Duty or like any other first person shooter, but like I just want to say like how awesome. Battlefield 1.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I just like Battlefield. Listen, there's going to be horses in the game that you can ride.
Who cares?
It's going to be awesome.
You know you've been riding tanks and like planes a
lot. Yeah, really.
Well, the cool thing is that like there's still going to be tanks and planes, but now you get to throw horses in there.
But why?
You're going to get fucked up, but it's going to be hilarious.
But what's a horse bring to it?
I don't know.
It's going to be cool.
It'd be one thing if it was like the Civil War or something. Or
look, man, it's like records. It's like the feel of it, like a record or something. You know, you won't understand until you're doing it.
It's
I don't know.
It's really cool that they chose World War One as a setting. It's like
Okay, I see.
It's a World War One battlefield game, and it's not really like a setting that gets like explored too much in games or like even movies.
Because the weapons weren't anything like special, and like. Well, World War II just has, you know, Hitler. Everybody loves the Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Kill the Nazis and all that kind of stuff. But World War One, it's not like
trench
that.
Warfare.
There's a lot of, like, gas. Yeah, gassing in the trenches. I don't know. Like
piles of bodies.
Yeah, it just, was like, really bad. Like,
really bad.
Gross.
Yeah. It was just, like, during, like, a weird time in history. Like, there's, like, a saying, like, World War One, we went in on horses, then we came out in tanks. It's just, like... Yeah, it's an interesting era.
Whenever you think about like those wars or even like the Civil War and stuff, I always think like, you know, if you got shot, you're either losing that limb or like you were dead because
you're
you just
fucked,
got infected. Yeah.
Yep.
So like you get shot at all, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Whereas like now if you get shot, there's like, you know, granted if they can get you out of the war zone, you still have a chance. Back then, it's just like with disease and all that kind of stuff, like the rations. Like, it's just, I can't even imagine.
Hey, you
gonna
eat that biscuit there, buddy?
That's like Pickett's charge at Gettysburg. How the fuck do you get all like? It's like, no, I'm not. No, no way. I'm not running out into this open field.
Yeah, I know. That's well. That's the thing is they had to like, you know, bang, and then reload the gun like after one bullet.
Oh man,
that
you're
sucks.
Gonna get it so bad.
Oh god, he's still running. Yeah. He's running towards me.
Come on, come on. Where's the powder? Where's the powder?
Somebody hand me the powder.
where's the thing that I pushed the powder in with?
That Jim Jeffries has that.
No, I missed.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries has that one joke that's like. The good thing about guns, he's like, if everybody had muskets, I'd be all for people having guns. He's like, it'd be fine if everybody had muskets. He's like, you know what's good about the musket? Is the musket gives you time to cool down. He's like, that way, like, when you're loading the gun, you'd be like, oh, man, I'm going to fuck you up once I get this loaded and just let me try this. You know what? Never mind. you're not so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just remember the time, like, we went out for drinks. That was a pretty good night, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot you.
Yeah.
I think they should have a horror game where your only weapon is, like, a musket.
They actually had one horror game called Betrayer that takes place, I think, in, like, colonial times or something. Although, Amnesia came out, but you didn't have a musket.
That's
you just
true.
Had a lantern.
Yeah. Yeah, more games like that where you're unarmed.
I like those too. As long as like you can hide somewhere, yeah. I think that's what a lot of these games are doing now. They've gotten rid of like the weapons, like a lot of the indie games or the smaller games. They're getting rid of that stuff. That way you have to run and hide. I think that adds to this, like you know, the fear factor.
It does. As long as you're able to like get it, you know, as long as it works.
Yeah, I don't want like the cheap deaths. Like some of them have cheap deaths.
Alien Isolation did that pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple times that were like kind of frustrating, but overall, I think it's pretty rewarding. Like hiding in an air vent and like waiting for the alien to disappear and go, you know, run off and then jumping out, or like the locker, like hiding in a locker as it walks by. That was pretty freaky.
Yeah,
I thought that was good. I just wish the game didn't last 15 hours. That was just too long.
It was more than that, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Cuphead, Battlefield 1, God of War, Resident Evil 7, those are the games I'm interested in. Anything other, any other games catch your eyes?
Me.
I didn't really look. I'll have to look into it. I can talk about it maybe on the next podcast. But I don't know, Watch Dogs 2, but I never played Watch Dogs 1. No. I had the Ubisoft code when I, like, bought my new graphics card for my computer.
Yeah.
And when I went to enter it, it said it wasn't working. It just so like I was supposed to get like Watch Dogs free, yeah. And it just wasn't working.
And you refused to pay for actual Watch Dogs.
I'm not paying for Watch Dogs.
Because you are.
I was excited for it when it was supposed to come out. And then I heard like mixed reviews, and I was like, eh, I'll hold off.
Yeah.
Oh wait, there's a new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild.
No.
The art's pretty cool. Looks pretty cool in it. As like
it's supposed to be open world,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know,
although Ocarina of Time was pretty open worldish.
I mean, they all are. I mean, to a degree.
Yeah, you always needed like some kind of boomerang or or something to get to the next, like be able to lift heavy rocks.
But, I'm sure it'll be that too.
Yeah,
probably.
So,
like, I just want to see Link steal a car. And that's when I'll believe it's open world.
Again, just like God of War in modern times, let's have Link in like the city.
In the car.
I always thought like as good as Uncharted looks, I think they should make a Legend of Zelda that looks like has the graphics of like an Uncharted where it's like realistic.
I want them to do the same for Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers.
That'd be really cool.
Can you imagine how scary Bowser would look?
Starring John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
And Bob Hoskins.
And Bob Hoskins.
They should, you know, they should make like a game off of the movie.
Off the movie, yeah.
That would be pretty funny.
There was an interview with the director of the Super Mario Bros. Movie. I guess he really, really wanted Danny DeVito to play Super Mario.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I guess like the studio like wanted like Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins said he was drunk the entire time.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, he probably got paid a lot of money to do that movie, but he probably found some self-respect. Like,
dude, that movie was bad.
Yeah. It was very bad.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
I mean, when you were a kid, when you watched it, it was like, you know, it's Super Mario. I mean, I know it's not a good movie, but I got to watch it. But like these days, it's like, oh, man.
It was rough.
It's, yeah.
That's why Nintendo doesn't do, like, those movies anymore. Like, they won't do a Zelda movie or you know, Metroid Prime. I think, like, they could do, like... The problem is, like, I think eventually someone's got to make a good video game movie, right? It's got to happen. It hasn't happened yet, and that's shocking.
Yeah, it is.
Warcraft came out recently, and that's getting, like, a lot of mixed reviews.
A lot of bad reviews, actually.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I have never seen, like, a good reviewed video game movie.
The Ass Creed movie is coming out soon.
Yeah.
So. What's Ass Creed?
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Ass Creed, if you're cool.
I was like, is this like a follow-up to Creed?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Rocky. Yeah.
Where it's like the Q&A after the fight.
Yeah. Ass Creed.
No.
It's all on Reddit.
Ass yeah. Creed.
Or Ass Creed. Is that like the, you know...
It's like Ass Jeeves.
Yeah.
It's its new site. It's just about like Rocky Balboa setting up like a site.
I don't know
if you guys played the Assassin's Creed games, but like the story was just like really convoluted.
I don't like it. I don't like the story. I don't like the flashbacks.
Why would you make a movie out of that?
Do you have to have the whole flashback and like future thing?
Well, I like that at first. Like, I like what they did with that in the first game. And, like, if they would have just explored that more in the second and third game to where, like, he slowly stops doing the flashback and goes into, like, real life and, like, the modern times as Desmond. But they just kept, like, okay, he's a pirate now. And it's like, okay.
And I tried to get into Black Flag or whatever it was called. I played that one for a little while. I wanted to be a pirate. But, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cool games. They're pretty and they're fun to play, but
they're a little repetitive at times.
They are. After a while, I get bored. Like the first one, I couldn't finish.
First one was the most repetitive.
It was so.
There's
much.
This YouTuber called Dunkey, Dunkey. He made like an amazing video called "Why Assassin's Creed Sucks." It's just Google it or just search for it on YouTube, and you'll. Uh-huh. It's an amazing video.
I'll look it up. I used to like watching Yahtzee or whatever his name was.
Yep.
Yeah. He'd have like the cartoons of like the games he played, mm-hmm. and he would just tear them apart. I think he only ever liked like a few games. I think like Silent Hill 2. There's like two or three other games that he ever really like enjoyed, but like there's so many games he just like tears apart.
Oh, you know what game he really liked was Saints Row 3 or 2 or 3, which one of those ones?
Really? When they started getting really ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Instead of
that.
Just being like a GTA clone, they decided just like, you know what, fuck it.
That's actually a smart move, though.
It is.
Because it's like the Marvel DC thing. It's like DC decided to go dark. It didn't work for them, but it was actually like, you know, they knew they couldn't follow suit with Marvel, so they're like, let's try to go the opposite. And I think you have to do that sometimes to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, like GTA started out kind of silly and goofy and then slowly got darker, and then... You know, you have Saints Row like, fuck it. Let's just have, like, they have a dubstep gun and, like, superpowers in the fourth one.
Like a dildo that can hit, like, you can hit people over.
Which is kind of unfortunate because I feel like Vice City was, like, the perfect blend of silliness and seriousness as far as the story goes. It was just like, well, this is, like, a great, great game all around.
Vice City was, I think, my favorite GTA.
Yeah. Oh.
I liked it.
It's a close second to San Andreas. For me.
Oh, yeah. San Andreas was great. No, I still have to say Vice City.
I liked Vice City. It was smaller. San Andreas was definitely like, you know, had a lot more to it.
I think the story in Vice City was better, but San Andreas just kind of, gameplay-wise, just hit all the right notes for
me. Oh, yeah. I'll agree with that, but it came out later. I think Vice City, I just liked when they included boats and stuff. I thought like that was really awesome. Yeah. Although, GTA 3, didn't that have boats too?
GTA 3 had boats.
I just don't think it had many of them. I just remember like the sunsets, like because it was like very Miami-ish. It was like really
the
awesome.
Soundtrack.
The soundtrack was the best too.
Although the soundtrack for San Andreas is pretty awesome too.
They had like a lot more like a variety.
Yeah,
I like those two games are why I'm into like some of the music I am right now. Like for sure,
that actually got me into 80s music.
Yeah,
was Vice City.
Yeah,
it's just like Guitar Hero when that came out. That got me more into like some of the heavier rock that I listen to now.
Dad rock.
Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about more like, you know, Stone Temple Pilots or Tool or stuff like that. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the ultimate dad rock band is Steely Dan.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers is good. They're always touring over here.
Yeah, they are. They were just
Doobie
here.
Brothers with Journey.
Yeah.
So here's like a weird question.
Or Cheap Trick.
What is dad rock still... What we think dad rock is, or is it like become like stuff like what we think of rock as when we were kids?
I think Dad Rock is like Styx, Journey.
So it's kind of shifted Dan. A little bit. It's shifted
Super
a little
Tramp.
Bit.
Yeah. Super Tramp, yeah.
But when is it going to shift to like bands like Korn or like Nickelback?
Tool.
We got another 20 years before that happens. Or 15.
Jam.
I'll say
Pearl
15.
Jam. Yeah. What if it's like, it could be like that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be Nickelback.
Yeah, really.
It could be like just
you never know.
Stuff.
You never know how this stuff works out.
I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to like see a list of like the best songs in a decade and see like a Nickelback
just
song.
Listen to Dad Rock all the time.
I still listen to that stuff.
Me too. I
Nickelback?
Love that shit.
Not Nickelback.
Okay. Look at this.
But I listen to anything from like the 50s and on. Even some of the older stuff I'll listen to.
Look at you, you hipster bastard.
Well, I listen to new music too. I listen to 97X. No, I listen to the radio still.
Look at you, you trendy bastard.
I don't listen to new music. That's my problem. I only listen to like old stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I listen to like the hits. I listen to the hits of like every decade.
Yeah, I guess
me
too.
I listen to radio whenever I'm in the car. So like, and I'm always tuned into like the hit station. So like, I'm always kind of like in tune of like what's popular. But like, when I'm not in the car, I'm just like, I'm just listening to like, you know, the old pop punk like stuff from like,
you know,
my
what,
high school days.
Well, you know, like what I'm surprised. One band that I'm surprised I like a lot is 21 Pilots.
Oh, I hate them.
I don't know why.
That one song is just so overplayed on the radio.
It is
stressed out.
No, a couple of them.
Oh,
are.
Stressed out is so brilliant.
A couple of them I think
See,
are like overplayed.
Tearing Up My Heart was okay.
Yeah,
like,
I do
was,
like that.
It
one.
Was catchy. But like, for some reason, they're just like playing stressed out way,
all the time.
Way too much.
Yep.
I don't understand.
There's a that one, and then there's one other one. Tearing My Heart, Stressed Out.
I mean, I haven't listened to like any of their other songs.
Yeah,
because I don't want to.
There's a couple that I like. Yeah. I'm just surprised that I like them.
Yeah. Nick likes 21 Pilots,
or Saint Motel. Like that's a new. Like I was listening to that. There's like some newer stuff that I've been listening to that's been played on the radio, which I didn't really do for a while. I was listening to mostly old stuff, like 90s and earlier.
Know. Like, I just sometimes new stuff is good. It's good for
it's
the soul,
bad.
You know. Mm-hmm. Listening to the same music over and over again, like it's not bad, but at the same time, it's like you just feel isolated,
right.
You know, from the rest of pop culture, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I try to listen to like the hits and stuff just so I'm like, I'm trendy, like I know what people are listening to.
Sure,
but it's not necessarily stuff I like. Like I can't listen to FLZ, like some of that stuff.
Yeah,
like, I don't know, like newer rap. A lot of that auto-tune stuff, I just hate it.
Yeah.
Auto-tune, I mean, what is it, 2006? Nobody uses
auto-tune. They still do auto-tune in some of the stuff.
It's just not as obvious.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of, what's the one song?
When, you remember when J-Lo first came out, like her singles, like that was auto-tune this shit.
That one,
shit.
J-Lo's song, this is probably a little bit older though, J-Lo's song with the one about the butts, her ass and the other girl, what's her name? I can't even think of her name.
J-Lo ass. I'm just going to...
It's their song. It's so bad. Like,
J-Lo
I can't believe, like...
Song.
This is, like, an older song?
No. It's maybe, like, the last 2 years.
Booty featuring Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. I just can't listen to that stuff. It's just so bad.
See.
It's like the Nicki Minaj stuff. I can't listen to that.
Yeah.
And all it is just, like, close-ups of their ass, that's fine. But, like, come on. Yeah. The song's really bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get behind that stuff, literally.
So J-Lo and Iggy Azalea, that combination doesn't work for you?
Oh, they're just rubbing all over each other. What? This video is ridiculous.
It's like the Anaconda video.
Are you
like,
still
I think they're trying to rival that.
Yeah, I'm watching right now. Okay. That's now.
Stop I don't it. Know.
Stop
you, it. You didn't stop it.
Yeah, he's still watching
no,
it.
I'm still watching
still
it.
Going. Yeah.
He like freeze framed it.
Yeah.
Pause it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wish you guys could see it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I've already seen it. I don't need to see it again.
So that's E3.
Right. Well, sums up E3.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea and J-Lo.
Not a song I'm into. E3, 2016.
This podcast, as well as almost every other podcast you've heard recently, is brought to you by Loot Crate. So what is Loot Crate, Kyle? Well, if you don't know already, I'll tell you. It's a monthly box subscription service. You pay $20 a month, and you get 6 to 8 items that have licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, and unique one-of-a-kind items. It says for less than $20, so I'm assuming it's right around there. But if you don't want to pay that, you go to lootcrate.com/shark, enter the promo code shark, you can get $3 off any new subscription. So you can get $3 off of this month's subscription, which is Dystopia. So Terminator 2 Judgment Day, RoboCop, The Matrix, BioShock Infinite, and Fallout 4. They've got figurines, cool collectibles, and of course, a dystopic effect. A dystoporific? What the fuck is that? Awesome. Whatever. So you can get that at lootcrate.com/shark by entering the promo code shark. You can save $3 off that, and you have until the 19th of this month at 9 p.m. Pacific to get that month's box. And after that, it's over, son. It's done. So make sure you go and check that out. It's a lot of fun, cool stuff. So lootcrate.com/shark, promo code shark.
Should we talk about the new stuff? I was joking about it before, but should we just mention it? Like, what happened in the news? Or is it too down?
Yeah, I don't know. It sucks.
No. I think, you know what? I think we should, because, like, it took place in our backyard. I think it's worth.
Yeah, literally. Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like national headlines is, like, talking about, or the world headlines talking about.
Because he came from St. Pete.
Yeah, he drove from St. Pete.
Did he really?
Drove from St. Pete, yeah.
No. You're thinking about the guy who killed...
Oh, they killed the voice.
Yeah,
the voice star. Yeah.
The guy who went to the nightclub. Like, he came from South Florida.
That's what it was, yeah. You're right. But that's interesting that, like, a week before that one voice star...
Okay, let's talk about that first. Just kind of ease into the...
So wasn't that the day before?
I don't think there's any way to ease into this conversation.
Well, I mean, what? One death to what?
49?
Yeah.
God,
was it 49?
So
I thought it was 50.
It's 50 if you count the killer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck that. 49.
So it's 49.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really said much on this because it's like, I've kind of been waiting for the podcast, but now that it's here, like, I don't know if I want to even talk about it because it's like, so it's like.
You know what's crazy? Because, like, I had like an improv, like a showcase, like Sunday. And like, I just found, like, I woke up. When I found out about it in the morning, I'm just like, oh, man. Like, it kind of puts, like, a damper on, like, because I was, like, in the week leading up to my showcase, I was getting, like, really excited, but I was also getting, like, really kind of nervous and shit. But, you know, I just wanted to go up on stage and do some improv. But then, like, when I wake up that morning, I'm just like, oh, man. Like, yeah. I mean, they weren't going to cancel the event, and, no. You know, I'm glad they weren't. And, like, But I didn't know if, like, it was the right thing to do. But, like, in the end, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go up there anyway. Because, like, I think it is, like, the right thing to do. Just to go up there and, like, not let some a-hole, like, hate monger, like, dictate how I live my life, you know?
That's the big thing is I hate when people get so worried about it. And they're like, that could have been us. I mean, obviously, that could have been anybody. Like, you know, it took place in a nightclub this time. But, you know, it's taking place in a movie theater. It's taking place at concerts. It's taking place at the Boston Marathon. I mean, yeah. It can happen literally anywhere. Somebody can attack you, kill you, whatever. Yeah. Okay? The big thing is to just go about your life. Like, you can't worry about that stuff. Yeah. I mean, if it happens, it happens. And but you just keep living your life.
The great thing is that, like, the theater that my showcase was in was, like, pretty much almost packed.
Really?
So it's like, yeah. it was just, like, a big middle finger to, like, that one guy. Like, you know.
But that's good. Like, I mean, that's the thing is you can't stop that stuff. That's why, like, you know, he said that or his wife, because they're now interviewing his wife.
Mm.
And we're talking about the guy who shot up the club or whatever. But his wife said that he was thinking about doing Disneyland, too, and stuff. And it's just like,
oh, my God.
You know, like, yeah, that would be crazy if that was going to be the case. But, like, you can't not go to Disneyland now because you're worried about that. Or you can't not go to a theme park or the airport or wherever. Just because something like that's going to happen.
Well, I think, you know, another thing that makes this even more sad is because, like, the gay and lesbian community was specifically targeted.
Yeah, they were.
Yep.
It's a club.
It was a gay nightclub in Orlando. It's like one of the popular nightclubs in Orlando. Like, Robert, you're familiar with it, right? Like,
no.
Oh, okay.
No. I do have friends. I don't.
I mean.
I'm sorry.
Now might not be the time.
I almost made it through that sentence, but
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
too soon.
Yeah,
might be a little poor taste. I don't know.
No, anyway. But I did have friends that like went there, and they Like not.
It was a really popular place.
It was, yeah.
So,
like,
what I'm trying to say.
By friends and gay friends who like went there, and like, yeah, it's not a huge place. It's not a huge.
But it was always packed.
It was.
So.
Oh yeah, I mean, he killed 49 people and injured 53 others.
Yeah, I mean, in like a small space like that with like that amount of people, and you have like an assault rifle, like it's just a bad combination all around, you know.
Yeah, and of course, like, you know, something like that happens, and then it sparks, like, gun debates, like, right afterwards. And now my Facebook feed is just, like, constant back and forth between liberal, like, bleeding heart liberals and, you know, diehard conservatives. And it's just, like...
I just shut up. I'll sometimes I'll retweet some things that I like to see, but, like, I'm, like, right. I've thought about it a few times, like, you know, getting up on the soapbox, and I'm, like, nah, everybody is, no.
I've just been
shut up.
I posted on one of my friends' thing, just like a sarcastic comment kind of thing, and that wasn't like a big deal. But like, I keep saying like certain ones, and I really want to post. I just want to get into that debate, and I'm like, no, because it doesn't matter. Whatever I say, it's not going to change their mind, and probably whatever they say, it's not going to change my mind. Yep. I mean, it's one of those things. It's one of those debates. But I don't know. It sucks that that's like the debate that comes out like right after this. It's just like let this thing pass a little bit.
It's just, you know, it was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, and it's just like, it's just something you can't really just ignore, you know.
I mean, it's only Orlando's an hour and a half drive from here, maybe less. Like, I mean, it's not that far. I go to Orlando all the time,
yeah.
And like, I go to Universal Studios all the time. Like, that could easily happen there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to just be careful. I mean, I don't know. You can't even say be careful, because it's not like you're gonna know. Yeah. It's just, you just go and just,
I mean,
do
it could happen
thing.
Anywhere. Not to scare anybody, but I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, if you just get your concealed carry, then everything will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do want to say, and I don't want to get into the gun debate, but my favorite argument is that if we ban assault weapons, it doesn't really matter, because bad guys are still going to get guns. But my whole thing is, like, then why have any laws? Because if that's your case, like, bad guys are going to get guns anyways, because bad guys still use heroin and cocaine, and those are illegal. So then why even have laws on cocaine and heroin? Why have laws on speeding or, like, any kind of, like, you know, any kind of law? Like, why have a law if that's going to be your argument? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
weird. Why build a wall on the border of U.S. and Mexico?
Immigrants are still going to get in.
Yeah.
They're still going to get in, especially the bad ones. The bad ones are still going to get in because they want to get in. Like, I just don't get it. Like, the whole, like, don't make a law because it's not going to fix anything when you haven't even seen, like, what the law can do. Like, I don't know.
I think I don't think anybody's argument is wrong in a sense, you know. I think the Second Amendment's important. And
no, I think it is, too. And I'm not saying take away guns. I don't think you should take away guns from people.
Not at all.
I think you should have the right to protect yourselves. I just don't think you need assault rifles. I don't know. I just don't think you do. And I'm not saying that this guy wouldn't get
those deer are tough.
Dude, that's actually one of the things I posted was everybody was talking about protection and hunting. Like, you can't take away our guns. And my friend was posting, like, I'm not saying take away your guns. Just, I don't think you need to have assault rifles. And I, like, posted on it, on his comment, just, hey, man. You know, when I want to shoot those pesky deer, I definitely need a lot of clips because I'm just mowing them down. And then I also said, like,
you guys remember that scene from Predator?
Yeah.
That's how I hunt.
Yeah, a Gatling gun.
Or shooting trees.
I said, in my comment, I said, and I have to protect myself against gang members because my house is just constantly turned into the last half of Assault on Precinct 13, where there's just, like, gang members constantly climbing in my windows, and I just have to mow them down. It's just, like, I get the protection thing, but I think the whole argument about, like, the tyranny, like, going against the government, I don't know.
Hey, do you want King George to just come in and take your shit?
Okay, the government has drones. If they want to bomb my house, they can just fly by. Like, what's my assault rifle going to stop?
Well, look, you can't. The thing is, and, like, this is where I understand people, defenders of the Second Amendment, because you can't just let some asshole come in and, like, ruin it for you know, every responsible adult out there who owns a gun.
Oh, right.
Like, but at the same time, I feel like there's got to be a few more hoops that some people can jump through before they can just purchase an assault weapon or purchase a gun in general. I think, I mean, I wish there was more leniency towards that, and everybody was like, okay, well, maybe we should have just, you know, put a few checks and balances in place.
That's what I'm saying, is I think there just needs to be more regulation, or, you know, stopping the sale of certain weapons. I don't think you should take away, if somebody wants to own, like, you know, I'm against hunting, I don't do hunting or whatever, but, like, if other people want to hunt, whatever, have the rifle, have the pistol, the shotgun, or whatever you use. I don't know if you need, like, some people have, like, just an arsenal in their house, and, like, you know, most gun deaths are, like, suicides, and I don't know. They just said, like, I actually read an article that said, and this, I don't want to throw out, like, statistics and stuff, but it did say something like, you know, people who have a gun in the house are more, like, you know, when they get sad, a lot of times they do just resort to shooting themselves, whereas, like, if they, people who didn't have the gun in their house were less likely to commit suicide because they didn't have that easy way out that moment.
I'll be honest. Like, one of the main reasons why I don't have a gun is exactly that reason. Like, I'm not saying I'm depressed or anything.
Right.
Like, I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I'm happy.
But, yeah, it's just, it's weird to think, like, I mean, I if I want to off myself, I mean, I don't need a gun, right?
Right.
But, like, the gun just makes it a little bit easier.
I think it does.
So it's kind of a weird thing to think about. And, like, having that in the house is just, like, you know, I'm not saying, like, it's, I mean, I'm probably, like, probably more paranoid than, like, other people about it. Like, you know, other gun owners, like, they're fine. They're normal.
Right.
Like, whatever. But, like, for me, it's just, like, if that's in there, I'm just, like, I'm having, like, a really bad day. I'm just, like, well, you know, do I really trust myself to keep that thing in the house?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. And I think some people don't, like, they have that really bad day and get really down, and it's just like, it is an easy way out, and it's like, it sucks, like, it shouldn't be, and but it is, and
but,
like,
you know,
having it there.
Like I said, like, I'm not depressed, I feel awesome, but, you know, the thing about depression is that, like, it doesn't matter, like, it just comes and goes when it wants, no matter how awesome you're doing in life. So,
oh yeah. Some people who are, like, doing really well in life get depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, like, a certain bad day, or you maybe lose somebody you love or something like that. And, yeah, it can change everything in, like, a moment. I just, I don't know. There's just so many arguments for guns and against guns. It's, like, I mean, I know where I stand. I know where, like, a lot of my friends stand. I know where, like, the government stand. I mean, I know where, like, people in the government stand. It's just, it's one of those things that, like, it needs to be addressed a little bit more than it does. I hate people who are so pro-guns that are just like, well, nothing's going to fix it. Like, don't say nothing's going to fix it.
Well,
it's just like, talk like that effectively shuts down the conversation. I think what needs to happen is, like, we need to have ongoing dialogue. Don't, like, resort to, like, these, like, straw man arguments that just, like, are basically saying, like, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I think we need to have, like, a kind of adopt an attitude, like, let's just, we're not going to solve this right away, but we should just at least keep talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't ignore it.
Yeah, can we compromise? Can both sides win? I think both sides can win, and but it's like you know, we can't even have a conversation.
But yeah. That's the thing. It's like, yeah, I skew more liberal, but I'm not a bleeding heart liberal that says get rid of all guns or yeah, whatever it is. Like, I'm not saying
no, I want to own a gun. I want to, yeah. I like shooting guns. It's yeah, like, it's awesome.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I'm not against it.
Shooting guns is awesome, man.
It is.
Have you ever gone to, like, a range?
Fuck yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Isn't yeah.
It's the, like, fucking, the power in your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, bruh,
I am Thor. Yeah. I hurl lightning.
That's what I'm saying. I just, I get it. I've shot guns. It's cool. I've held guns without shooting. I mean, I just held guns in my hands. Like, I get it. I get the cool factor. I get, like, how fun it is, skeet shooting, whatever shooting, target shooting, hunting. Like, I get why people do it. It's just, it's one of those things that, like, it just sucks when somebody takes a gun, especially a semi-automatic, and just bum rushes a crowd. And, like,
yeah,
that sucks. It just
ruins
it for everybody.
I think it was a New York Times article that the headline was basically, and, you know, we live in a headline culture, so I only read the headline.
Yeah, I know.
So fuck
yeah,
me. If you want,
I got the gist of it.
If you want to tweet at me, Kyle WOTB, I mean, if you want to call me an asshole, you can. But, like, the headline of the article was basically a reporter went in to buy an AR-15, and it took her all of 7 minutes to own it. So yeah,
that's nice.
Like, you know, maybe fix that. Maybe fix it so it isn't that easy.
Well, you also have, like, these gun shows that, like, where, like, the requirements are, like, super, super lax.
That's the problem, though. It's like I've read both sides where some people are like, they're super lax, and then some people are like, no, like, you can't just buy one. You can't. So, like, I don't know who's telling the truth. Like, I want to kind of,
I think it's a little bit of both.
Like, it's probably just depending on which one it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gun shows.
Allow me to channel my inner Greg Proots, but it should be as hard to get a gun as it is to get an abortion. Like,
right.
you're ending lives. Either way. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, you're essentially getting a gun, regardless if it's for protection or hunting or whatever you're going to use it for. I mean, you're having a gun because a gun kills people. Mm. Like, that's what it's for. I mean, an AR or, like, assault rifles or whatever kind of semi-automatic, I mean, those are, like, guns of war. Like, those are guns to kill people.
That's actually the term President Obama used in his, his reaction speech or, like, one of the speeches afterwards. Like, he didn't just call it, like, a gun. He didn't just call it a weapon. He called it a weapon of war. I think that was, like, a term that he never used before.
Conan used it. That's why I actually mentioned it, was because Conan used it. And it's the first time that Conan's really, I've ever seen him, like, kind of address the audience.
Yeah,
like,
it's
that.
Not just Conan. Like, I've seen, like, other celebrities speak out, and they're, like, not celebrities you would expect. I follow The Rock on Instagram. Yeah, I know. But
nice.
But he actually posted, like, a really, really long message saying, like, you know, we need to do something about gun control. And, like, I never would have expected, like, him to come out. Yeah.
Right.
Because he seems like the kind of the opposite, but I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, wow. Like, so, like, I think we're getting to the point where, like, you know, these people who would just, like, throw up these straw man arguments and just walking away from the conversation, like, I think it's getting near that point where they can't really do that anymore.
But,
you know,
at the same time, and like, I like to play devil's advocate, so their counter arguments, I think, are also somewhat valid in that there's a mental health issue in that.
There's
also, you know, there's radicals out there that, whether they be terrorists, domestic or foreign, that, you know, want to do harm against our country
That's also not fair, though, because, like, the guy who shot up the theater or the guy who shot up the church, those were white people. Those were just white guys.
Right, exactly.
One of them was racist towards black people. I mean, he had the Confederate flag. He hated black people. I mean, like, I get the idea. Like, there are radical Muslims. There are ones that are just coming over here.
But they're,
I mean,
just,
like,
a small subset.
Right,
but that's what I'm saying. It's just the same as, like, white people. Like, they're going to shoot up places.
But you can't deny that, like, there's a group over there called ISIS. They want to fucking kill us. And, like,
definitely,
they need to be taken care of. Like, or at least they, like, we need to be doing something about it.
The only thing I can say, though, is that when somebody speeds down a street in your neighborhood and it just keeps happening, like, cars keep speeding by and you're worried, you have, like, a family, you're worried your kids are playing outside, you don't want them to get hit by a car. You know, a lot of times those neighborhood people who live on that neighborhood, who live on that block, call, like, the city and stuff, and they tell them, like, hey, you know, people keep speeding down this street and, like, I'm really worried about my kids' safety, I'm worried about people, they're walking on the side of the road. And a lot of times they put in speed bumps. Like, they put in speed bumps to try to slow down cars so people realize, like, okay. Or they put up signs, like, no speeding, or they drop the speed limit. Or sometimes they even put a sign up that says autistic child. Like, there's, you know, these safeguards that they try to do. I'm just saying there needs to be something like that. It's like something
didn't
like
that. Did
your
mom just put up a picture of you when you
were a kid?
Yeah,
she put an autistic child. She just put a picture of me. Yeah. It wasn't even autistic. It just said, it was just like, Robert lives here.
Yeah.
So please stop.
Yeah, look at that face. Yeah, I understand.
It's cool. The picture was actually taken of me 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good sign.
Oh, I slow down for you.
It's got thumbs up.
There's this closed-minded mentality out there that it's like, whenever the conversation comes up, it's the assumption is they want to take the guns. They want to take them all.
They're taking our guns.
Well,
I won't be part of this.
There are liberal people out there that are saying take away all the guns. Like,
I think that's wrong. That's wrong.
That is wrong. I don't think that you should do that. So I'm not saying I'm that far. You know,
but I think the majority, maybe I'm just like making an assumption here, but I think the majority support more regulated gun control, not taking away guns, but just more regulation.
Right.
I think that's what the majority supports.
But
really,
John, the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think everybody should have guns on them.
Guys,
24/7. Okay. And I think they should all be semi-automatic weapons.
Guys, you see me behind you. I am in line, and I have my I have my gun, and it's holstered, and you don't know it. And
oh my god, I saw that post so many times. It was so such bullshit.
Yeah.
I get it. Listen.
Well, where's the stories of that? Where is that? Where's the fucking news stories of, like, people saved in this because a citizen with gun.
You know who always ends up shooting the bad guy? It's the cops.
Yeah. Or the bad guy himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Usually the bad guy just offs himself.
I mean, you can make the argument, like, well, a lot of people don't have concealed weapons or whatever. Cause, like,
but even if they do, I've seen, like, one article them posting where 12 times a good guy with a gun has stopped a bad guy with a gun. And I read some of those, and some of them are bullshit. Like, they're just bullshit. Like, it didn't mean that they stopped mass shootings. A bad guy just got stopped doing something, maybe robbing a store and shit like that, or whatever it was. I'm just saying, like, it's just a totally different scenario. And they're all saying these are gun-free zones and stuff. But the movie theater, a lot of movie theaters, you can still walk into with a concealed weapon. You don't have to tell anybody.
Yeah, they don't have metal detectors.
They don't have metal, at least not at the ones I've been to, and I've been to a lot of movie theaters. So, yeah. Like, why didn't the movie theater shooting not happen? There was no good guy with a gun in there, so you're saying everybody should have a gun? Like, that's not good. He threw gas canisters in there to blind everyone. I do not want more than one person shooting.
Meanwhile, Lyle, the grizzled veteran yeah. who works concession, he was busy making popcorn. I was like, runs oh, shit, there. I didn't even know. Man, we had, like, a rush, and I had to get this popcorn going.
Yeah, I mean, we had that long line. Yeah. I couldn't run in there. But
next
even
time,
if he does
man.
Run in there,
next
you want
time.
Him running in there with, like, gas going everywhere, and then him shooting, too? I don't
know.
You know
what's, like... The funny thing about that argument that, like, kind of makes me kind of nervous is, like, well, the thing is, like, yeah, I mean, there are good guys with guns, but not all the good guys are trained.
Right.
With the guns. Do you want, like, an untrained guy trying to save your life? And what if he shoots you?
Yeah. And even if he's a good guy with a gun.
What if, like, the good guy has a higher kill count than the bad guy trying to take down the
well,
the
then
bad
he's,
guy.
He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy at that point.
It's like, ah, shit. Really? You want, like, an untrained guy trying to shoot down somebody in a dark theater.
But I'm thinking, like, some guy, like, even a good guy with a gun, you can say, I'm a good guy with a gun. But a lot of people have breaking points, too, that, like, you know, there's a lot of fights that break out just because some guy was talking in a movie theater. And that one guy did get shot. That one guy got shot because it was just a fight in a theater. Now, was that guy going to mass shoot everybody? No. He probably just got pissed off, and the other guy came at him and punched him, and he just shot him right there. That could have been avoided. Like, if he didn't have that. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody who has a gun is going to do something like that. I'm just saying, like, you don't know what's going to happen.
I'm ripping this off of, I think it was a tweet that I saw, but, like, the guy owned his guns legally, so he was a good guy with a gun up until...
the mass shooting.
He was a bad guy with a gun.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like, anybody can be a bad guy with a gun.
Oh, wow. We've also never mentioned the shooter's name. I don't want us to.
No.
Nope. So fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
But, I mean, you know, I guess one of the few silver linings about this whole incident is that, like, just the outpouring of support that's, like, poured in
from
all over the world.
Frank Langella, like, he won his Tony or whatever. He mentioned Orlando.
See, like, the pictures of the long lines of people looking to donate blood. Like, that's pretty
you
awesome.
See,
there's free flights and stuff, too, right?
Also, it should be mentioned that, like, you know, it's not just, like, immediately after the incident. It's also, like, the weeks after that they're going to need blood. So,
oh, yeah.
So it's, like, just something to keep in mind.
I may release this, actually, this week instead of
the other one.
Yeah. Actually, did you hear the Rays? The Rays are going to, on Friday night, the tickets are $5, and they're going to give out, like, T-shirts, and 100% of the ticket sales are going to, like, the victims and the victims' families, rather.
Shit.
And the victims that's themselves. Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
I think Disney just donated $1 million to the fund, too.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And then Paris, they lit up their Eiffel Tower with red, white, and blue. And then
also
like, the rainbow.
Yeah,
like Tel Aviv, their city hall was like lit up and everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because this is something that's happened. I mean, in this instant, you know, it is a terrorist attack or whatever. And, like, that has happened in Paris. That just happened in Paris not too long ago. So I get those kind of things where people are like, oh, it's just radical Muslims. So, like, I get that because this is an instance where it is. But I'm just saying not every instance that's a mass shooting in America, it's not all radical Muslims.
Right. Yeah, they're
it's everybody.
I know, like, he did, like, apparently he called 911, like, and say, like, he pledged allegiance to ISIS. But, like, I mean, they're saying, like, that's probably just, like, a thing that he did. Like, there was, like, they don't really know for sure if he actually was, you know, connected to ISIS. He was just, right. you know, and you know, ISIS, like, oh, we'll just take credit for it.
Like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. That's our guy.
Yeah, it is our guy. Yeah,
totally.
We told him to do that.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But, like, yeah, it's just apparently there's, like, reports coming out that, like, he was actually a regular at the nightclub, and then he actually had a lot of gay dating apps. So, like, there's, like, they're speculating that, you know, maybe he was a homosexual himself. And just, like, he grew up in a household that just kind of forced him to repress his sexuality. And just, like, he was a conflicted individual. And
would
just,
not
like,
be surprised if that was true.
You know, it was just, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. But, you know, in the end, I guess it just doesn't really matter. Like, it was just too late.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, a lot of the problem is this isn't going to be the last one. I mean,
nope.
That kind of stuff's just going to keep happening.
But at the same time, it's like, don't be scared. Like, don't let, you know.
Yeah, don't.
Don't let dickheads like this, like, you know, make you be afraid to live your life.
Right.
Yeah. You know? I'm 90% sure I'm going to St. Pete Pride. So, fuck yeah. I'll be there.
There you go. Nice.
Robert What's was up? Already going there, right? You
yeah.
She's going to march in the parade. Weren't you walking the parade?
I think you can. It's not really hard to walk the parade.
I don't think so. I'll just go in there.
Weren't you the leader?
I'll build a float. I was the leader. I had the baton. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Okay. I don't know, John. I don't know about that.
I'm not backing anything John's saying right now. So I'm just going to let that's John.
I'm specifically making fun of Robert here.
Okay.
Just saying. Hey, before we leave, because I assume we're going to wrap it up soon.
Yeah.
I just want to mention that we're doing, like, other stuff. Like, I just want to mention some of the stuff for Shark Dropper. Like, you know, that we do have Loot Crate. I'm sure you're going to put in, like, an ad for it or something.
Lootcrate.com/shark.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
promo code shark.
What is that?
Promo code shark.
No, slash shark and then promo code shark.
Wait, so they got to do the URL and then promo code shark?
From what I understand, is like as long as you go to lootcrate.com/shark, I think that counts towards
us. You know what's
but
so great? Does. You know what's great is like shark is a pretty common term. So like some guy who's probably never heard of us is like, man, I got to put in like different promo codes.
shark.
Oh, shark works.
Sweet.
Nice.
We should have been called promo dropper. Lootcrate.com/promo.
Oh,
promo,
what a missed opportunity.
Welcome to promo one.
I don't know. But I just wanted to mention that that like, you know, we had that going. I wanna like start adding like that to like some of our podcasts just so people know. Like I'm thinking about even like, you know, we got a Loot Crate to like test it out and stuff because, you know, we didn't do Loot Crate before this. And like now I'm probably going to sign up for Loot Crate because it is like kind of cool stuff. And
why are you rubbing your beard right
now? Dude, it's so itchy right now. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's because it's hot in here.
It's just like you're making eye contact with me while you're rubbing my beard, John. Just like
watch me rub my beard.
Stop. Okay.
it's so itchy. It's hot in this stupid
speaking
sauna.
Of like speaking of Loot Crates though, like I've got mine sitting here that I kind of opened it and I looked at everything, but I just haven't done anything with it.
Right.
So I don't know. I want to give it away somehow. Like figure out a way to give it away.
I was thinking about that because we could do that. Like do a giveaway.
Can I have it?
No. Okay. We're gonna give it away to an actual listener somehow.
Yeah, I don't listen to this podcast.
No, you don't. So you don't count.
The cool thing about it when I opened it up and like I wasn't expecting this, but it's like the way that it's packaged is like very specific and
meticulous.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
It is.
It legitimately makes me want to sign up for it. Like if I wasn't poor and like struggling,
struggling to just put out this content.
Yeah, to fucking pay rent. Then you
but
know.
You know, if you're poor and struggling and listening at home, go ahead and sign up.
Yeah, please. We need the money.
More than you, really.
No, it definitely helps us out. But I also wanted to like plug the Patreon stuff again because like. I've noticed, like, you know, we're starting to get, like, a lot more listeners, a lot more people, like, contacting us about, like, some of our podcasts we're doing. We just released another episode of Paralyzed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have been asking about that.
People are just clamoring for Snubbed, right?
Yeah, they really want Snubbed.
The
get
people,
the next Snubbed out.
The people want Snubbed.
Yeah, they do.
Every day, we get, like, at least 5 emails. We're Snubbed.
Yeah, we're Snubbed.
We're Snubbed.
Give us more Snubbed. Okay. We're like, calm down, guys.
Guys, we're going to get to it.
We're going to watch some movies.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
We'll get around to it.
What was I going to say? But yeah, I wanted to like just promote like, you know, all the other stuff we're doing, all the fictional stuff, because we do have season 3 of Doppel is going to be coming out within the next few months. And then Paralyzed, a lot of people were asking about that. And then like our other fictional stuff. And we're also going to start doing stuff on YouTube. So if you want to, you know, donate to Patreon, we've had some people start donating. Just a dollar a month. Dollar a month like helps us out. The more people that donate, the better off you like we are. We can like do more, put it towards more like equipment and more like, I mean, just the editing alone.
Maybe we'll get like
a
studio of AC.
That would be pretty cool.
Well, look, we like okay.
Literally, that would be literally cool.
Here's a good example of how it helps us. So recently, like Robert's been talking forever about getting a new hard drive because we lost our original backup hard drive for all of our files. So we've been talking, like, usually what we'll all do is like, hey, we'll all just put some money in, go buy one, and, you know, that's that. We just, you know, we all just, it comes out of our pocket. But now what we're able to do is he's able to take the money that we made from Patreon and put that towards an HD drive. Now he's got, we got our files.
Everything's
backed up.
Yeah, all the files are backed up. Now I'm not worried about this computer because this computer has crashed on me before.
Yeah.
Now I don't really have to worry too much because it is backed up on my PC and on the hard drive now. So like,
this computer can crash without
and my PC can crash, and we're good.
Yeah, all right. There we go.
I don't want it to crash, but just in case it could. Plus, like, I mean, it helps.
Just get
it helps
out of your system.
Now.
Okay.
It helped pay for the mic that we use for the voiceovers for our fictional stuff to make it sound better.
That's true.
When we bought it last year. I mean, all that money, like, does help us with that stuff. I mean, it helps us with just everything. Like, you know, some of this does cost money to do. And, like, even, like, some of the music, we actually paid for some of the music to put into our fictional stuff. And yeah, any little bit helps. And I've noticed a lot of people starting to contact us about like different fictional podcasts. So like, if you want to help donate, if you want to listen to our nonfiction stuff, if you want to just check out Shark Dropper, go to sharkdropper.com. You can see all of our podcasts on there and just help. Even rating and reviewing helps too.
Yeah. And we throw content. I throw a podcast up there every once in a while. And we just did a swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, the 5-star rating on iTunes, that's that would help a lot.
Oh definitely. Yeah, if you don't want to give any money, then there you go. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a 5-star rating on iTunes. You know what? You can even be like, I'm going to give a 5-star rating, but the review itself, I'm going to type in like how much they suck.
That's fine.
I would take that.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a 5-star rating.
Yeah. It's really just a rating.
It is. Just that star. So, get those stars in there.
Yeah. Those ratings, son.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's it. I just wanted to point out all that stuff. So
that's good. It's good to point out. We need to
I love pointing out.
It's actually rude to point.
It is rude. Out.
I always point with two fingers.
Robert, very rude.
On both of my hands.
That's why your mom put that picture up of you on the street.
Yes. So. Like, don't point at people. Now your picture's on the street.
Never point at people.
Yeah, it's a picture of you pointing at the camera.
It's pointing at people as they drive by.
Yeah.
Just like, hey.
Slow down.
Yeah. No need to drive so fast.
That would make me want to speed up, to be honest.
Even the speed bump has my picture on it, but it's me laying down like in a George Costanza type shirt off in the boxers picture. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Cool.
Okay, guys. That was Shark Dropper for this week. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
And we'll see you next week.
As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a shark. Shark.